we do not end the Seder after having eaten the Korban Pesach with Afikoman. Now, Afikoman over here does not refer to the matzah of Afikoman. Rather, as the Gemara explains, it comes from the word Afikumon, which in Aramaic means to take out food. And this effectively refers to desserts and other similar smaller items of food. And the Mishnah is telling us that after one has eaten the Korban Pesach, one may not eat anything else, and so if he wishes to have dessert or something, then he should eat it before the Korban Pesach. Now, one of the reasons for this is that, as we've learned earlier on in the Masechta, the Korban Pesach needs to be eaten once one is already satisfied and full. That's why there's a Korban Chagiga, so that one fills himself up with the Korban Chagiga, and then he eats the Korban Pesach. Now, if one were to eat after that, then it would appear as if he wasn't necessarily full up when he ate the Korban Pesach. And so because of that, Madriabonim, one may not eat after the Korban Pesach any other food. Now, the truth is that the same applies even nowadays to matzah. After one has eaten the last kazayas of matzah, he is also not allowed to eat anything else. One of the main reasons being that this is in order to continue and have the taste remain in one's mouth, the taste of the matzah, for that to remain in one's mouth after the Seder. So he has that taste of the matzah, which is a mitzvah to eat the matzah, and because of that, one should not eat anything else after he has eaten the matzah. Alright, now we learned early on in the Masechta that if a group of people who are assigned to a specific Korban Pesach begin eating the Korban Pesach together as one group, then they need to continue eating the Korban Pesach together until it is all finished, and they may not go to another place and join another group, and they also can't move location. They all have to eat it together in the same place until the Korban is finished being eaten. Now with Rabbanon, there are certain situations where if any of the members of the group fall asleep, then that would be considered as if they left the group, and so when they wake up, they would no longer be able to continue eating the Korban Pesach. Once someone has fallen asleep, it can hardly be considered as if he's still part of the group eating with them. By falling asleep, it's as if he's saying that I've finished eating. So the Mishnah says that Yoshnu Miktsasan, if only part of the group, either an individual or some of the individuals of the group, fall asleep, then Yechelu. Then all of the members can continue eating, even those who fell asleep. Once they wake up, they can continue eating the Korban Pesach, because since the other members of the group are still awake, we still consider it to be a real group, which is continuing to eat. However, Kulon, if all of the members of the group fall asleep, then lo yechelu, none of them may continue eating once they wake up. Now, Rabbi Yossi is slightly more strict, and he says that in a case where individuals fell asleep, in which case is it that they are allowed to continue eating? Only if nisnamnamu, if they were sort of dozing off, they were half asleep. So he wasn't fully asleep. If someone would call his name, he might answer, but he's not fully conscious of what he's saying. So if they're only half asleep, then yechelu, only then can they continue eating Korban Pesach once they awake. However, nirdamu, if they fully fall asleep, then lo yechelu, then even if it's only individuals, once they wake up, they may not continue eating, since those members effectively left the group and basically said that we have finished eating.